The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, Thursday touted the accomplishments achieved since the fall of Saddam Hussein, but admitted security is still a big problem. Mr. Bremer spoke to reporters on a day that saw several deadly attacks in and around Baghdad. The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, noted the occasion, saying much has been accomplished since the ouster of Saddam Hussein. At a news conference, Mr. Bremer said advances in every sector of Iraq's society had been made, including the completion of more than 13,000 construction projects. He said there are now 40,000 police officers in the country and the beginnings of Iraq's new army, with the 1st Battalion having graduated from training this month. He said almost all of Iraq's courts and banks are open and functioning, and all of the country's universities and schools are open, with 1,500 schools having been rehabilitated. The generation of electricity has increased more than 10 times the amount Iraq generated prior to the war. There are 170 independent newspapers operating in the country, and Mr. Bremer said more than 100,000 new jobs have been created in Iraq. But on a day that saw 9 people killed in a suicide bomb attack at a Baghdad police station and the killings of an American soldier and a Spanish Air Force sergeant in 2 separate attacks, Mr. Bremer acknowledged security is still a deep concern. The U.S. administrator said adjustments are being made to increase the level of security.
We are working to reconfigure our forces to make them more mobile and lighter. And we are working where possible to increase the Iraqi role in security. Secondly, we are working to improve our intelligence against the terrorists who are working here. I can't say much about how that works, but it's clear to me, having been involved in the fight against terrorism for several decades, that we will need better intelligence, and we need to continue to work on that. And thirdly, we are working to quickly mobilize Iraqi forces.
Mr. Bremer noted that the issue of Turkish troops possibly coming to Iraq to join coalition forces is a sensitive one. He said the United States wants to increase the number of participants in the coalition, including Turkey. Iraq's governing council has expressed concern over the issue, and Mr. Bremer said negotiations are taking place.
The question of foreign troops coming to Iraq, including Turkish troops, is a matter that is under discussion with the governing council. We met this morning, had a discussion of this sensitive subject. It was a productive meeting, and we think will be an important step forward in finding a solution to an issue that's satisfactory to both us and the Iraqis.
Mr. Bremer noted that while the work in Iraq has just begun, many more accomplishments have been made in the past 6 months than anyone had ever anticipated, including himself. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Baghdad.